Hey, welcome everybody.
Love Talk Radio.
Oh, there we go. All right, this is Joriana Coffee Psychic here with another wonderful, wonderful edition of Your Psychic Connection. And I want to tell you guys, we have some very special guests on tonight. We are going to be talking about John of God out in Brazil. John of God is an amazing, nationally known healer. I heard of John of God so many years ago. Oh, my God, it was just amazing. But before we do that, I would like to chat with Julia just for a minute, because we always like to check in with each other and see what's going on. So, Julia, are you there? You should pop on in just a second here. Julia, are you there? He's probably working with a caller right now, I think. Well, look, you guys, I want to tell you, we have Gail Avalope. I might be mispronouncing Gail's name. She'll be on with us tonight. Gail is a follower, I guess it's called Friends of John of God, and also Franny Rubin will be joining us tonight live from Brazil. So I'm so excited about having these guys on. So I think Julia is tied up right now with getting some calls in. So we're just going to go right here, and let me grab Gail as I put my glasses on here. Gail, can you hear me? Here we go, guys. Okay, Gail, are you there?
I am here. How are you this evening?
Now you're here. Beautiful. I was trying to chat with Julia for a minute there, but I couldn't get her.
No problem. No problem.
She's busy with all the calls. Hey, you know, I want to say thank you so, so much for joining us tonight. I'm just sending a great big hug and love out to you and Franny, both of you guys, for being on.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Jory, this is Julia.
Oh, there you are, Julia. Okay, hey.
Hi.
We have Franny online, too.
Do you
want
to bring her in?
Huh?
I said, Franny's online. Do you want to bring her in?
I've got Gail on the phone. Hang on. I've got Gail on the phone. And so, Gail is waiting.
That's okay. But since Franny is calling long distance from Brazil, it might be good to bring her in first, because I don't know how long she can hold the connection.
All right. That's perfect. Well, let's go ahead and have Julia. Do you want to have Franny come on, too?
Will do.
All right. Thank you.
Hi, Franny.
Hi.
Franny, thanks for joining us. This is Joriana. How are you?
Good, good. I'm so excited that you're going to be sharing information about John of God, because it's just incredible down here, the things that happen. So I'm excited to share with you things that I've experienced and things I know about him. Hi,
Thank
Gail.
You.
Hi, Franny. It's so nice to hear your voice.
Yeah. The Wi-Fi is not great here, just so you know. So sometimes I'm blinked off, and there's nothing I can do about it. So
that's
I can just call
right.
back. Yeah, okay.
Well, we will work with it as it comes. How's that?
That's great. Great.
And thank you for taking your time up from Brazil. Franny, what time is it out in Brazil over there?
It's 10 o'clock in the evening. And everything like closes down very early on Casa Days. Casa Days are Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. So the town looks like a ghost town now. It's a little village.
Okay. So it closes down.
And if you hear some very strange sounds, there's a donkey, or actually two donkeys, that are just two houses away. So if you hear a very funny sound, they sometimes make their sounds at night.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Well, you know what? I think there are so many people that know about John of God, and then for those that don't, I'd like to go back and forth with you and Gail, but I know we're not sure about how the connection is going to last with you out in Brazil. So Franny, I want to ask you, I know I met Gail a couple of years ago. We reconnected about 2 weeks ago, and I was able to experience John of God's crystal bed. So I'll talk about that later. I'd like to know, Franny, from you, both you and Gail, but from you right now, Franny, how did you get interested in the spiritual world, and then how did you meet up with John of God?
Right. Well, I had a very immediate opening experience the very first time I meditated. And I
what does that mean,
really,
though?
When I went to a meditation class, and the very first time I had what's called a unitive experience. And so all of my energy opened up spontaneously. And an example would be, I would see a squirrel climbing up a tree, and I could feel the bark underneath the squirrel's paws. That's how open I became from meditating the very first time. And then it was just a series of other opening experiences, and then finally what's called a Kundalini experience, which was a really transformative experience for me that set me on a whole new path. So that was about 21 years ago, and then it's just been a process of exploring many, many, many spiritual paths, everything from Native American, Hindu, Sufi. I mean, I've had many wonderful teachers, and it was about 10 years ago that I had a relationship, and it broke up, and my heart hurt so much that I thought I was going to have a heart attack. And so I had a friend who was a guide at the CASA. We refer to the healing center of John of God as the CASA. And she said, you have to go to the CASA. And so I found a guide. At that time, she wasn't down. She was a guide, but she wasn't going to be down there when I could go. So I found a guide and came down for 2 weeks. That's the recommended amount of time. And in 2 weeks, my heart did not hurt anymore. And so I went, what are they doing? What are they doing here? Because I saw so many miraculous healings. I mean, one just stood out dramatically. There, I met this man. He was in a wheelchair with his wife pushing him. And he had inoperable brain tumors. And he could not walk or talk. Well, the next day was CASA Day, and John of God brought him on the stage and actually performed a physical surgery with no anesthesia, cut into his head, took out the tumors, showed everyone the tumors, and the very next day, this same man was walking and talking.
Wow. Wow. Now, some people might be a little skeptical of that sort of thing, right? But you've been there long enough where you know that this is a true spiritual healing, a true spiritual gift, right?
Yes. When you see it for yourself and you experience it, you don't really doubt it anymore. You may question it, like, how is that happening? But I certainly don't doubt it. I've seen too many healings, and I don't want anybody to believe that everybody gets a miracle, because everybody does not. And many times, most of the time, it's a process. It's a process of you doing your part, and maybe John of God will say, come to the CASA 10 times. And if you're willing to come 10 times, the spirits that work through John of God will be working with you and healing you. So it's a cooperative process most often with you following the guidelines of the CASA and doing your part in the healing process, as well as being open to receive the spirits, which are called the entity, that work through John of God, and many of them are saints and doctors from past centuries. So
now, how many entities do they say, Franny, work through John of God?
Well, at least 38. So
okay. Are there any of them that we know by name?
Yes. Dominacio, which the casa is named after, the Casa de Dominacio, is the patron saint and was really the one that John got connected with along with Santa Rita. But there's many, many, I'm trying to think of them right now. Gail, Stephanie.
Well, there's
I don't mean to put you on the spot, I'm sorry.
Well, we know there's Dr. Augusto and St. Rita and King Solomon and St.
Yes.
Francis Xavier and St. Francis of Assisi and the Jesus Christ Consciousness, Mother Mary. Help me out. Katumi, Padre Pio, correct? Padre Pio, one of them? Sister Sheila, St. Germain.
Yes. Wow.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And
the list goes on and on.
Wow! Wow!
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you. So I thought.
Yeah. Go ahead.
So go ahead, Franny.
They have new guides that are entities that show up all the time, and one would not give his name, and so not all of them are known, and one is just called Love. That's what he goes by. He won't share any information about himself. He says, if I told you who I really was, you couldn't contain or handle the number of people that would come to the casa.
Oh, it's probably Elvis Presley. What do you think?
One never knows.
His music is very healing. Franny, I want to ask Gail, if you don't mind. Gail, is it okay that I ask you, or should we wait?
That's fine. Go ahead. But if I don't know the answer,
I want to respect the time that Franny has from Brazil.
Sure.
So, Gail, how did you get started here? Working with the spiritual field and with John of God.
Working with the spiritual field, you know, I think it was when I was very, very, very young. I would get information, intuitive information that I would hear. And I was very young, at like third grade. And, of course, growing up as a Catholic at the time, it was taboo. And, you know, my mother just said, don't reveal this information. You need to pray more and that type of thing. And then it really blossomed when my father passed away. He actually sat up I was in the ambulance with him. He had a massive heart attack. And I saw his etheric body sit up, and he told me that he had to leave. And that he needed to be with three people from the other side, and one was his mother, and one was his father, and one was his brother. And I thought at that time I was hallucinating because his brother was very much alive, so I didn't take too much of it. But when I was at the funeral, I talked to his sister, and I said, you know, my dad told me three people were calling him, and he had to go. And one was his brother, one was his mother, one was his father, but it really doesn't make sense because his brother was, you know, there. And my aunt started to cry, and she said, no, it was his brother, Teddy. He was a twin, and he died when he was 3 years old. And I had never known that my father was a twin or had a brother. So that's how it just started all unfolding. And then one thing led to another. You know, it's like, I think when you're ready, the teachers appear, and that's how it happened for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful. And then how did you hear
it's
John of God,
though? It's definitely a journey, and it's definitely a path. And John of God, that's another interesting story. And Franny may know the names better than I do, but my mother at the time was working for a gentleman who was writing a book. I believe it was Downers Grove. And I don't think he was known as John of God yet, but it was called a psychic surgeon, a psychic healer in Brazil. And my mother said, oh, these people are crazy, and they, you know, they're into this woo-woo stuff. And I said, Mom, can you get me a copy of the book? She says, well, it's not published yet, but I can get you the manuscript. So I read the manuscript, and I was just so fascinated. And I said, someday I want to meet this man. I want to see this man. I want to experience the things he does. I'd love to learn. And my mother grabbed the manuscript away from me, and she says, that's enough of that stuff. Go back to church.
Wow.
And then it just kind of unfolded.
I actually had a girlfriend that we went to New York. We saw John F. God at the Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York. He was there at the time. And my girlfriend and myself and her fiancé at the time was there. And John of God turned to her and said, you need to come to Brazil. And I was, like, so envious because that was the place I've always wanted to go. And I thought, well, you should listen to what he said. But she went down to Brazil, and she said, I'm not going to Brazil by myself. You're coming with me. And I said, no, I can't go with you because I insist. So she took me down to Brazil, and that was my first experience with John of God.
Wow.
And when I was in New York, though, John of God, St. Ignatius came through, and he made me sit in this chair, and we had to close our eyes, and I sat in this chair, and St. Ignatius said through John of God, that all of us were going to be receiving a miracle. Well, at that time, my daughter had cervical cancer, and she was going in for surgery. And she, we left the room. We were all asked to leave. And I got a phone call from my daughter who was at the hospital, and she said, Mom, they went to do some testing, and my cancer is completely gone. So
wow.
I really truly believe that St. Ignatius gave me that miracle, and it was for my daughter. So there's things that just happen that are, there are no words to describe it, but
yeah.
it's magical, and it's exciting, and it's just pure love that's so unconditional that, like I said, you can't put it into words. So that's kind of how it came around for me.
Thank you. Thank you for that. I want to let people know that, you know, I have the flyer that you gave me from the other night because I went over, and I just want to let everyone know that Gail here in the United States has a crystal bed from John of God, and it's a healing bed, and the entities will work through this healing bed to heal you. And I went there, and I'll tell you about my experience later, but you gave me a flyer, and I want people to know just how vast this is, that over 14,000 people passed through in the lines to see John of God in entity at the Casa in the month of January 2014 alone.
Yeah, Franny would know a lot more about this, and she's there every day and has these experiences, and it also brings tours down there. And she lives so many months out of the year there and so many months here back in the States. And I'm sure she can elaborate that on more on that, Franny.
Franny, will you tell us how many people go to see John of God and what, I mean, you can probably tell us some really great experiences. I saw piles and piles of crutches and wheelchairs and walkers in a video where people come down not able to walk, all this other stuff, and they leave walking because the crutches and wheelchairs are left behind. Can you tell us about that?
Absolutely. About 10 years ago when I first came to the Casa for the first time, John of God was seeing about 1,000 people a day. There are two sessions every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So he would see about 500 people in the morning session and about 500 people in the afternoon session. Well, 2014, he's seeing 4,000, 5,000 people a day. So it really expanded quite a bit in terms of how many people have heard about John of God and are coming to the Casa. And it's true, every day, like today at the Casa, he took a woman's crutch away and said, you don't need it anymore. And he gave it back to her to hold horizontally, but not to use it. And he just but these things happen on a regular basis. And the people are asked to participate in sitting in what's called current. The Portuguese word is corrente, which means chain. And so a chain of our heart energy is created while we're sitting. People look like they're meditating, but it's a little bit different. They're really focusing on their heart energy and on the love that there is in the world. And that energy is supporting the entity to do his work. So it's quite beautiful to participate, because the more you participate too, the more you receive. And so there are different lines that people are in when they're at the CASA. The very first time you arrive, you're in what's called Primera Vez first time line. But that's only the first time that you see John of God, or called the entity. And any other time, you would go second time line, Segunda Vez. So, and then there's other lines that people, when they have what's called a spiritual intervention, 8 days later, they need to have a revision and just check and make sure that everything is okay, because when they have their spiritual intervention, they actually have stitches inside their body. And so he checked to make sure everything went well with the procedure, or do you need another procedure? And then he has other lines too, which are called 8 o'clock line, but does not ever you don't ever go in at 8 o'clock, or 2 o'clock line. And that, you never go in at 2 o'clock. But those lines are, if you go in front of the entity, and and you're coming with a physical condition or an emotional condition that's not his specialty, he'll say come back at either 8 o'clock or 2 o'clock when the entity that is the specialist in that can actually be, you know, review your case. So, yeah, it's quite lovely what goes on here. And, yeah, so
well, I'd like to ask you a question, Franny. Franny, I'd like to ask you a question. I do Reiki. I'm a Reiki healer, master, blah, 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 you know, all that other stuff. But what, and I mean it with all due respect, I the way I was trained was that people get healings either physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, that sort of thing. So when you were saying that not everyone gets a healing, would it be that not everyone gets what they're expecting to get, but rather they do get a healing in some form?
Well, if I said healing, it really, I should have said cure. See, not
there
everybody gets the miracle, but everybody gets a healing. Now, the way the entities work, this is what I've experienced through these 10 years being here or seen, is that first they have to work on the karmic issues and spiritual issues of a person. Then they start working on the emotional, mental issues of a person. And then the physical body can actually begin to respond when those other issues are resolved or mostly worked on to be resolved. So the healing, depending how much personal work a person has done in their life, and the karma, if you believe in karma that they've come in with from other lifetimes, how much work have they done in other lifetimes, may influence if you get a miracle this lifetime, or it's a process of still continuing to spiritually clean and clear and release and grow. But everybody gets a healing. Everybody receives a healing. And they may not even be aware of it, but they can go home, and then all of a sudden they feel happier in their life. They feel more motivated or directed, and it's a result of being in the high frequency, in the high vibration that the entity holds and the whole CASA. Because he's been doing this work for over 40 years in this location. And in this little village of Abadiana in the center of Brazil, it's all a bed of crystals. The CASA is built on a bed of crystals. So everything is magnified, all the prayers, all the love, all the healing that's gone on. It's really, it enhances everything that happens here.
I understand that if people cannot come to see John of God in Brazil, that he travels around the world to different locations to give healings as well. Is that correct?
That is. He's going to be at Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York, at the end of September. I believe it's September 30th. October 1st and October 2nd. And he's
okay.
also traveling to Austria, and he is going to Australia for the first time this year.
Yes.
And I believe that he might be going to Switzerland again, too. So that there's opportunities. He went to Canada not too long ago. So there mm-hmm. are opportunities to be with him and experience him and, in
mm-hmm.
different places of the world.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, is this the same as going to Brazil, or can he see you in New York and say, no, you got to come to Brazil as well?
Well, it's different at the international events because
mm-hmm.
he cannot use the language of operation or surgery or any medical terms or do any physical surgeries there because he would be arrested. And
got it. I'm with you. Okay.
So he can't even bring, they don't even allow him to bring herbs, the blessed herbs that are energy enhanced that help the person balance out their energy field, prepare for an operation, which they're calling spiritual intervention now. And
mm-hmm.
And so it's different, and yet it's so powerful. It's many,
mm-hmm.
many healings occur at all the international events also. So
mm-hmm.
it's wherever he goes, the entities go with him, and
wow.
they're really there to help people. I mean, this is he's devoted his life, 50 years, more than 50 years of devoting his life to helping people through spiritual treatment.
Wow.
So
I will tell you, I will be going to New York to see John of God in September. So I know that for a fact already. I tried getting there a couple of years ago, but it's going to happen this time. And
mm-hmm.
I did have the experience on the crystal bed. And I got to tell you guys, I have had John of God's picture on my prayer table, on my altar for years and years and years because he had a picture with Ron Roth, another wonderful man that I've seen. Do you remember, have you seen Ron Roth?
He was one of my first teachers.
I love Ron. And he crossed over, but I had both their pictures on my altar. We might have met each other, Franny, over at the McDonald's. Oak Brook or wherever it was, in the McDonald's Foundation. That's where you used to have these big weekend events. And I didn't see John of God, but of course Ron Roth was there, and the spiritual experience was amazing. But I've had John of God's picture on my altar for years, and I felt very connected to him, but I haven't seen him yet. So this is it. And I mean, this is it. And I will tell you that if you don't mind me sharing, the experience I had on the table underneath the crystal bed, I was telling Gail, she invited us into her home to experience this crystal bed, and she says it is open for people, just to let everyone know, to please come and experience this wonderful healing experience. I saw John of God. You know, I'm a medium, and I've been doing this work for over 30 years, and I saw John of God over the bed doing work on me, and I saw Jesus Christ there as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I had some physical experiences. So, of course, I'm waiting, but I can tell you that yesterday there were changes already that were happening from the time I woke up and today
mm-hmm.
as well. So I just want to share that with people.
Right. And also, there's I offer to people if they want me to put a request in the prayer basket or the triangle, which is the symbol of the casa here, to just
mm-hmm.
email me, and I'm always happy to do that. And one lady already wrote me back. I placed her request in the prayer basket, and she had a spiritual intervention.
Oh, did she? Oh, my goodness.
Did.
Well, I'm getting ready to send mine in. So is this the one with the picture, Franny?
The one, you don't even have to have a photo. If people want herbs, then they need to send me a photo and their full name, address, birthday, and their healing requests. And I do charge because I have to buy the herbs. He gives herbs, blessed herbs, and I have to mail them from Brazil. So I do charge for that. But the prayer basket, the triangle, is a portal to the entities. And so whatever goes into those special places, it goes directly to the spirit world. And so they're already, you know, they want to help us in any way that they can. It's very beautiful.
Yes. Well, I'm going to tell, I want to say this. Now, this is a live call-in show, and I want to check with Julia. Julia, I want to make sure that tonight people are calling in specifically for either Gail or Franny with questions about John of God. Julia, do you know if people are calling in specifically with questions for Franny or Gail about John of God?
Most are calling in to listen.
We have
a couple who have questions about the crystal bed.
Okay. So, Franny, Gail, do you mind if we take a call so people can ask you guys about the crystal bed?
Sure. That's quite right. Franny, also, Franny, you still have your crystal bed, correct? Or is it?
I do. Mm-hmm. I'm in Brazil so much these days, so so I'm not consistently in the Chicago area. So.
Yeah. Okay. Well, with Franny's blessing on April 4th, we had Son of God and the entities have blessed me to be able to use a crystal bed, and my gratefulness, my gratitude because of this. I had agreed that if I was to be blessed with this by the entities of John of God, that anyone that is going through any type of cancer treatment or any stage 4 cancers or chemo, that their sessions on the bed would be for free. That's just my way of giving back, okay? If people just want to come and experience, like I said, there's many levels of healing, as Franny talked about. It's just the spiritual level, and we never know what happens on the bed. Is that correct, Franny? It's just God's grace.
The entities often appear to people, and it's a direct connection with the entities so that the spirit world is now intervening on your behalf to help you.
Mm-hmm. 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 So, Gail, can we give your number out so people can reach you?
Absolutely. My phone number and my email would be fine. I'd be happy to give that to you. I can give you the number. It's my cell phone number is 630-674-0759. Again, that is 630-674-0759. If I don't answer, please leave a message. I promise to get back to you. And also my email address is lovegvgv@aol.com. Again, that's lovegv@aol.com, and I'll be happy to answer any questions, all questions that come in. There's no question that's too small or too big, and I'll be happy to serve in any way I can. Because for me, it's just important to serve all my brothers and sisters and to work along with the entities at the Casa. It's just very important for me. It's I call it God's work. I really don't do anything. I'm just here. And they do all the work, and all I do is hold energy and hold in prayer, and I just feel so blessed. It was an interesting journey to get this bed, and it's been a dream of mine, and you know, through their love, I've been able to. They've allowed me to. I have this bed, so I feel so very, very grateful. And I also feel so grateful to have Franny in my life, who has helped me in this process. Without her, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. And she is one person you would love to talk to and just to hear her story. She gives tours. She does so much for so many people in helping them on their healing process. You know, I love her little she has this business called Awakening Spirit, and she writes this in her website. It's Awakening Spirit is an expression of my love to serve, my continual involvement in searching for truth, the longing to live more conscious, soulful life and my dedication to support people in claiming the divine being of light that they are. And I just think that was so beautiful that it's something I read daily. And, you know, I have to follow in her footsteps. So thank you.
Gail, Gail and I have a mutual admiration society going.
Well, you know what, Franny, I'd like to ask you more about the tours that you put on. So you put on tours. How can people reach you to go on a tour in Brazil? Because it would be a tour with John of God, correct?
Yes, yes, John of God does ask people, at least for the very first time, to have a guide. And so I'm an approved guide of the CASA, and people can reach me at FrannyRubens@mac.com. It's F, my name is a little bit different than the normal way. It's FrannyRubens@mac.com. And my website is awakeningspirit@us.com. So www.awakeningspirit@us.com. So, and they can call me too. The phone number that they could call me at is 847-780-7822. 847-780-7822. And then that's a number that I also received down in Brazil. So I can call them back. You know, I have Skype and can call so that they can just leave their message if I'm not at my computer, and I will get back to them usually within 24 hours. So, and if anybody wants to send me a request for the prayer basket, please do. Just put your name, address, birthday, and your healing request, and I am more than happy to place it in the prayer basket. And I pray over it, too, before I even put it in the prayer basket. So it's beautiful healings from the entities.
Mm-hmm. Well, the one with the photo again, can you tell me when you send the photo in, you need the name, the birthday, and this is for herbs, right?
Yes, for blessed herbs, you send a photo. It's a front view, one photo, full body, front view, if possible, wearing white or a light color. And then put your full name, send me, you can email it, full name, address, birthday, and healing request. And then I will tell you the process of when I can present it to the entity and the process of purchasing the herbs and then mailing them. I need to find a person returning to the United States. I get them all packaged already to be put in the mail, but I need to find a person returning to the U.S. to take them and mail them.
That's cool.
Yes. You mail it from Brazil,
you'll
never get it.
And the herbs can be taken with, any medication. I was concerned about that at first too, but it goes with everything, right, Franny? You don't have to worry about having a reaction to it.
Our passiflora, which is passion fruit leaves, very much like chamomile. But something very special happens when the entity looks at your photo. Energy, special energy just for that person, goes into the photo. And when I turn the photo in to get herbs, that same energy goes into the herbs. So it would do no good for somebody else to take your herbs. It's special energy just for the person. So
very, very true.
My mind is going crazy with what that might look like.
It's different for everyone.
The
herbs are taken three times a day, once with breakfast, once with lunch, once with dinner. For somebody that cannot swallow a capsule, you can actually open up the herbs and put them in juice or milk or water or even sprinkle them on your food. So, the entity says it's fine to have, you know, you would not stop any of your medication. You would continue to take your medication along with the herbs, the blessed herbs.
Okay. So Franny, would you tell us what was maybe the craziest thing or the greatest thing that just wowed you that you've experienced since you've been connected with John of God?
Well, something that was very heartfelt was John of God's son was very sick. And he asked the entities to help him. And anyway, he was treated medically in Brazil and with the entities. And John of God came on stage, and he just started crying. He was so overwhelmed with the fact that they helped his son. It was a very serious condition, and that they helped him, and his son is okay. So this is a very humble man, a very, very humble man. He has a second-grade education. He doesn't even know how to write his name. And he's been gifted. They say that he's had something like 251 or 252 lifetimes to be able to be of service this lifetime the way he is. So he has really worked through many, many lifetimes to get to this point. So, he does different physical procedures, but people must request them. Otherwise, it's a spiritual intervention. It's not a physical. Many people see the DVDs and they think, oh, gosh, I'm going to get a physical, surgery. No, you must ask for it specifically when he says you're to have a spiritual intervention. It's not done otherwise. So, but there's been so many. I think one of the highlights from my experience was he was doing a heart surgery on the stage. And this was a couple years ago, and you were able to take photos at that particular time. And so I had my camera taking lots. I have over 5,000 photos of John of God and the entities. And anyway, I was taking all these pictures, and one of the volunteers put out his hand and said, give me your camera. And so he took my camera and started taking close-up pictures of this heart surgery. So I went back to get my camera, and then the volunteer took my hand and brought me on the stage while he was performing the heart surgery. And it was the stage was not very high. I could just step right up, but it was like a membrane, some kind of bubble that I walked into where I had no experience of time. And then after that, I felt like I had had heart surgery. And I actually collapsed, and they took me to the infirmary, too.
Wow.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, surprise.
They say nothing happens by accident, Franny.
Right.
True.
One time in Current, I heard thump, and then I heard another thump, and you're not to open your eyes, but I actually did, and the two attendants in the room were both on the ground. The energy was so strong it knocked them off their feet.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I do have to share a story. I had my girlfriend who's been down to see John of God twice. She was told that she's supposed to come down three times, so she has not made it down there the third time. And I know that when you're in front of John of God, in front of the entities, that, they tell you, do not open your eyes. And my girlfriend told me that. She goes, but I did. And she said, I saw Jesus Christ looking directly at her, and then she closed her eyes immediately.
Right.
It was
not
John.
Right. Of course, he's incorporated with these incredibly loving spirits. Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The funniest thing I ever saw, I was waiting in the main hall to call my line, and just about three rows up, a whole row of people fell off their seats. Thump, 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 thump. The whole row went down, and they had to take them to the infirmary. It's like, unbelievable. The whole row went.
Wow.
Strong energy.
Interventions can happen anywhere. They can happen in the main hall. They can happen in the surgery room. They can happen anywhere, anytime.
Actually, I truly believe that when you start to book the trip, Franny, and you tell me if I'm wrong here, but when you make the decision and make the arrangements, your flights, they're actually working on you long before you get there. Is that true? They're working at you as you make your reservations. They know. They know.
Some people think, well, I don't have the time. I don't have a babysitter to stay with my kids. I don't have this. I don't have that. Everything like the Red Sea parts. Once you make that commitment to go, it's just amazing what can happen. You just have to have the desire to want to go.
So are your tours exactly 2 weeks in length, Franny, or how long from the time you get on the airplane to the time you come home on the plane? How long is that?
So the people leave the United States on Monday, and it's usually an overnight flight. They arrive Tuesday morning. I greet them at the airport, and then it's an hour and a half ride from Brasilia Airport to this little village. It's southwest of Brasilia. And so Tuesday, they have time to unpack, and then I do an orientation, and there's a CASA orientation. Wednesday, they dress in white. Everyone's asked to dress in white during CASA days, and we decide what they're going to ask. They can ask 3 questions to the entity, and we get it translated into Portuguese. And then I go with them in front of the entity because the energy is so high that sometimes you can't even remember your name. So I make sure I know what their treatment is and then explain it to them later. And so you can see the entity once a day on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And depending on what he says for you to do, there's many options of what he could ask you to do depending on your energy, your situation, and what you're requesting. And then they say we call it 2 CASA weeks. So a CASA week is Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then they have 4 days off, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, to process, to sit in the CASA gardens, to just be reflective in their life. Then we go back to CASA again Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and they depart on Saturday. And then they get home on Sunday. So it's actually 2 full weeks. Yeah.
Beautiful.
I will tell you firsthand, the food there is phenomenal. I have never had watermelon taste so good or cucumbers. I still miss it. I would get up every morning and go, they would serve breakfast, and I would ask for just a plate of cucumbers because, I was ecstatic. They tasted just so different, and the watermelon was just so different. It's so fresh. Everything is prepared fresh. And, when you think about it, this is such a holy ground that everything is so blessed. So even the vibration of the food and the water you drink and the air you breathe, it's indescribable. Is it correct, Franny?
Absolutely. Yeah. Lovely. It's all natural food. The papaya falls off the tree and you catch it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And you don't need an alarm clock to wake up because the roosters crow there.
Well, Gail, I want to ask you, how many times have you been to Brazil with John of God?
I've just been to Brazil once 3 years ago, and it was a life-changing experience. I hope someday to go back when the timing is right. I'm sure I will. I've been to Omega Institute twice to see John of God, and that if you can't get to Brazil, I would highly recommend going to New York and taking those 3 days for yourself. It's just an amazing spiritual experience. The love, you'll come back a different person. I can't explain it. When I think about it, all it does is bring tears to my eyes because there are no words. It's something that it changes every cell of your being, and you truly know there is a God. You truly do. You'll never question it again. Your faith becomes stronger, and you start to see everyone in your life as a reflection of you and the compassion and the service work. I can see why people love John of God does this work because there truly is nothing else. I mean, there's nothing like serving to the soul.
I can't explain it. It's like you're not only helping that person, but you're also helping yourself to grow and learn more about the true essence of who you are, the truth of things, which is, you know, my first surgery was a spiritual surgery, and my heart became open, and I thought my heart was always open until I had that experience. Mm-hmm. And I think I cried for 15 hours straight. Now, someone would say, oh, my gosh, that was, but it wasn't sadness. It was just tears of love. And it was just overflowing, and I couldn't stop it if I tried. It happened. And, you know, something takes over you, and my heart just opened, and I saw my children a different way, my ex-husband a different way, my family. There was so much forgiveness, you know, on my part, on their part, and I can't explain it. That's, you know, I know I'm sharing it with you, but what I'm feeling is a whole other. It just comes back up. It's like a well of water. It just keeps resurfacing, and it gets deeper and deeper. It's like peeling that onion. It just keeps unfolding. It's truly a blessing. It's a blessing from God. And we are so blessed to have people like John of God and people who do this work and Franny and, you know, some of the great masters that are truly walking the earth and of service and giving to all of us to help us reawaken our own spirit.
Yes. Well, you know what? I'm kind of sitting here thinking, Julia, I asked if somebody did want to ask a specific question of Franny or Gail. So did somebody have a specific question? Because I know you said a lot of people were online listening.
Yeah, well, one has a Alice from Illinois. I can bring her online. She had a question about the crystal bed.
Okay,
so
thank
I'll bring her online.
You bet.
Alice.
Elise,
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Elise, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you all?
Great, Elise.
Great,
nice to meet you.
My question is, where can you go if you can't afford to go to Brazil to go experience the crystal bed? Because I'm in Chicago, and I would like some information about where could I go to experience it.
Well, you're certainly
Elise,
you're certainly welcome. I live in Lombard, Illinois, so you're certainly welcome to come out to Lombard and experience the crystal bed that I have here.
Okay.
Franny, I do believe John of God also has, does he have, on his website, have a list of people who have the crystal beds and offer it to a service to people?
Absolutely. There is a site where there's a couple of different sites, but the John of God site is, I think it's joaodeusabadiana.com. So that's a mouthful.
Yeah.
John of God in Portuguese is joao is the name John, and Deus, John of God, the Deus. So... And Abadiana is the little village that his healing center is in. Boy, it's a long thing to spell. Oh, my God. Should I just say it? You know, like...
What you try spelling it. We'll do it slow, and maybe she can write it down.
Okay.
She has a pen and paper.
Do you have a pen and paper already?
Well, we have... Can you just share what it is, Franny, so everyone else can write it down?
Sure.
We're getting some feedback, so I put Elise on hold right now, so she can write it down.
There's another site, friendsofacasa.org. That's much easier, and you can get the same list of people at that site, friendsofacasa.org. So www.friendsofacasa, no words, just all one word, .org. And then they'll have a list of who has crystal beds all over the world. There's crystal beds in probably every country around the world.
But Lombard's not that far away because I'm trying to think. Now, I went the other night. My daughter went the other night. My girlfriend went the other night. My grandson went and visited. Wonderful. We had a wonderful experience at Gail's house. Gail was very welcoming. The experience that we had at Gail's house with the crystal bed was sincerely amazing. So if you can get a ride out to Lombard or give Gail a call, I'm sure she will go ahead and set you up with an appointment.
And if you can't drive, you can take the train into downtown Lombard, and I would be happy to pick you up at the train station and bring you and also take you back to the train station. So, you know, I'd like to help as much as I can to allow you to have that experience. It truly is a blessing.
Wonderful. How exciting. Mm-hmm. So Gail, I want to ask you, what was, you know, in this field yourself, and was there any amazing experiences that you had that you'd like to share with us? Because I know that this is just a part of your life now. I mean, this is it for you and for Franny both. So is there anything special that you can share with us that you've experienced with John of God?
Oh, boy. I don't know if we have enough time.
Where do you start?
All I can say, you know, I've had miraculous things happen to me physically, but mentally and emotionally, like I said, opening my heart, having the compassion and the forgiveness and the gratitude, you know, waking up each day and just bowing down. I literally walk through by the bed every morning and I bow. It's such, you're just so grateful for the little things. I get up each morning and I hear the birds and I say thank you. And everything, even the blades of grass I walk on, I bless them and thank them because of the what I experienced and what I know. And it's almost difficult to put into words, but like I said, you become humble. You're just so humble. Your kind of, your ego kind of slips away. I'm not saying you don't go back and forth. It's a yin and a yang. It's an up and down. But each day, you know, I become more aware of myself and my thoughts and my feelings and my gratitude and everything that's given to me. Every day is a gift. You know, we don't have tomorrow. We just have this moment. And living in that, in the moment with gratitude and grace and it's very humbling. It's just a very humbling experience.
Yeah, I just like to add to it. Makes you want to be a better person, more caring person, helping other people, being of service. It just brings out your humanity, your caring. Uh-huh. So it does change you.
And with formation, we're not alone. We just, you know, so many times we feel alone or we feel unloved. And when you have these experiences, you realize that none of us are alone. There's so much that works with us. We're not even aware probably of an eighth of it. The entities from the other side, when we pray, the levels it goes to, the people that hear our prayers on the other side, the people at the cost of it, you know, just everything is energy. And when you think about it, energy is constantly, it's like the state of the river, the natural state of the river is flows. And so our energy flows, our thoughts flow, you know, what we think. Mm-hmm. I truly, you know, Dr. Emoto did a lot of work on that, praying over things. The circular cells of water change. So can you imagine when you send out this prayer request, it's like it's instantly heard and it's instantly responded to. And it doesn't even become about yourself anymore. You become selfless. It's you just let me be this vessel. Let me continue to help others. Because in doing so, I've learned so much about myself. And
I want to share this with you guys. I think because I moved over from Contact Talk Radio to Blog Talk Radio, the joke is I can't tell when they're going to start to cut me off. So I just got the word. So I want to say I'm sending such a big hug to you, Gail, for being on the show tonight, and Franny, for you. Oh, my God. You guys are so amazing, so amazing. So thank you for being on with me tonight. And, Franny, would you please send your phone number out one more time with your website, how people can reach you?
Okay. The way to reach me, the phone number is 847-780-7822. And the website is FrannyRubins@mac.com. Franny, FrannyRubens@mac.com. And then my website, www.awakeningspirit, not spirits. We don't want to awaken all the spirits, but awakening spirit.us.
Thank you so much. And then, Gail, one more time with your phone number, please.
Sure, I'd be happy to. My phone number is 1-630-674-0759. Again, that's 1-630-674-0759. And my email address is lovegv@aol.com.
Wonderful. Oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. This has been, again, about John of God. Thank you for coming to the show. And I would love to have you guys on again at a later time. Everyone, this is Jorianne the Coffee Psychic with Your Psychic Connection. Thank you for joining us. Make sure you join us again next week. We're going to be having Eddie Fry on with animal healing and psychic work with animals. Ladies, thank you so much. God bless you, and we will see you again very soon.
Thank you.
All right, good night, everybody.
Thank you, Jorianne, and blessings. And thank you. Goodbye, Franny. Give my love to the entity.
Bye.
To John of God. Okay.
Bye now.
Love you all. Okay,
thank you, John of God.
Thank you all. Yes. Thank you. Have a great evening, everyone.
Good night, everyone.